AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A new congressional report says the Office of Personnel Management failed to secure sensitive data despite warnings it was vulnerable to hackers. And that allowed one of the worst ever cyber attacks on the U.S. to occur. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz chairs the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and says the 2014 hacks should never have been allowed to happen.
We had literally tens of millions of Americans whose data was stolen by a nefarious overseas actor, but it was entirely preventable. So to be responsible, we better learn from our mistakes so that it doesn't ever happen again.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton battled Tuesday over the military vote in Virginia and Florida.
Trump's lined up endorsements from 88 retired flag officers.
These are our fighting generals.
But Clinton tells reporters her list is better.
I think we're up to 89, but who's counting?
At a rally in Virginia Beach, Trump said veterans have suffered under Clinton and President Obama.
You have illegal immigrants that she wants and he wants treated better than veterans.
But she reminded a Tampa rally Trump once called the military a disaster.
His whole campaign has been one long insult to all those who wore the uniform.
In both southern battlegrounds, the large military vote could tip the scales. Mark Smith, Washington.
Saying officials failed to take a hard look at the environmental effects, a federal judge has tentatively rejected a plan by the Federal Bureau of Land Management to open 1,500 square miles of lands in Central California to oil drilling and fracking. North Las Vegas police say a homicide suspect who escaped last week is back in custody. Alonzo Perez located in a residence and captured without incident. Officials say most humpback whales are now off the endangered species list. Federal authorities say their numbers have recovered. This is AP Radio News. The Broadway curtain is coming down on Jersey Boys.
Award-winning Broadway musical Jersey Boys is closing after 11 years. Producers say the last performance will be January 15th after more than 4,600 shows.
Can't take my eyes off of you.
Jersey Boys tells the story of Frankie Valli and his 1960s group, The Four Seasons. It features 20 of their songs. Jersey Boys is the 12th longest-running show in Broadway history. I'm Jamie Fryer.
With ITT Technical Institute shutting down its 130 campuses, students like Charles Akins are left in the lurch.
First, I started calling other schools to see would they accept the credits. And so far, no one's accepting them. So, I'm a pretty calm person, but they're testing me right now.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.